B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philly. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It's a General Knowledge Wednesday. So every call, if you get the answer correctly, you will get a pair of tickets. World Famous Fan Fest, August 24th at Xfinity Live. We've been talking about the Phillies game now, that they have lost game one of a doubleheader for today, day-night doubleheader. Scherzer will go against Arrieta tonight. Scherzer had a broken nose, and he's going to pitch with it. So we'll see if that hampers him. Maybe the Phillies get a break against Scherz. We have a lineup. We have a posted lineup for the nightcap?
No, not yet.
It's not out yet.
Not yet.
All right, we will give you the lineup as soon as we get it. We'll see if Jay Bruce is back in the starting lineup tonight, which he probably will be.
Oh, yeah, because he was available to pinch hit the last 2 days.
He'll probably play him tonight against Scherzer.
That'll make sense. Hopefully that hamstring sound.
Yeah. And who will play third base?
Kingery struggled today on defense, so my guess is they go with Franco.
They go with Franco in third, Kingery in center?
Yeah, he struggled today. He had an error early in the game that cost him a run. And I mean, he hit a home run. I mean, he's still hitting. But like you said, there's diminishing returns when you move guys around constantly.
Mess them up eventually.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bob in Hanover. Bob, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's up, Bob?
Not much. I just need to vent a little bit here.
Go ahead.
I called in about a month ago, and I kind of, you know, beat up Kapler like I did last year, and, you know, you pretty much said I was crazy. And I asked you, what has changed with this team pitching-wise that's not going to make them melt down in the second half? And the answer came true. It's nothing. And Kapler is a terrible manager, and I'll give you the reasons. What I watched the whole game today. Number one. Alvarez is the guy you go with when you're down 3-1. Your team is starving for a win.
Okay. Are we talking about Billy Wagner here?
This is what you do. Now you're going to mop my. You only heard.
They went with Irvin. What's the difference? Was Alvarez going to be a better choice?
No, what I'm saying is, your team has had 2 days rest. You come in with Alvarez. That's the first coaching error. Second is, I played high school baseball all the way down to Little League. Now, every time I got a base hit and I went to first, the coach would say, if the ball's through the infield or base hit, don't hesitate. Make a decision. You know, this is basic coaching that has to be said to every player on the team. And the third thing is, knucklehead, 3-0 with a chance to load up the bases, swings, and taps one in front of the plate.
That's really the only Kapler mistake, having him swing 3-0. You're talking about Bryce Harper, and plays in front of him. You have to know whether you can get the third or not. That's not a manager's error.
Did you see the bottom line is, you're a first base coach. Your manager's got...
It's the third base coach you're looking at to get to third base.
No, what I'm telling you is, once you get on base, as a first base coach, you got to make him aware of the outs. You got to make him aware of the wins.
These are major league players. These aren't little leaguers. Major league players don't have to be. That has nothing to do with Harper's decision to go to third base. The ball is in front of him. Whether he looks at the third base coach or not, the ball's in front of him. You got to know enough baseball. You're a major leaguer. Whether you can make third base or not. Now, it's a good play to get to third base with less than two outs. But he also stumbled. And when he stumbled, you got to call it off. It's not Gabe Kapler's fault. Listen, Alvarez, we're going to quibble. Oh, he used Gall Irvin instead of Alvarez. Oh, my God. That's a cardinal sin.
I still think it was wrong.
All right, maybe Alvarez gives him a better chance. Well, it's not like we're talking about a significant upgrade here.
I think that one of his flaws with his analytics are, if he's behind throughout, this is it, not just this game in general, he uses the lesser
All right, I will say this.
And they never come back because
of
that.
You're right. Carver can't pitch in the big leagues. So by that standard, he should have used Alvarez.
That's what I mean. Like, don't just give up the game.
But it's not like it's a no-brainer here.
No, you're right. I feel like too often, if they get behind, he'll use whatever his weakest reliever is. So, we're not going to come back from three runs. But you might come back from three runs if that guy can get a hold.
They might have information that says both those power hitters, Adams is facing coming up next, and so are weaker against off speed stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what goes into the decision. But in general, that guy shouldn't be in the big leagues. Cisco and Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cisco.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
What's going on, Cisco?
I want to give you this talk about the Eagles. If you don't, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, I had this starting lineup that I would like to see this coming season. And that would be Joel Embiid, Marcus Morris, Jimmy Butler, Terrence Ross, and Ben Simmons.
We talked about that exact same lineup.
When?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because you weren't
listening.
Well, I was working yesterday.
That's no excuse. Come on.
All right. Well, I think not signing Harris will give you more leeway in signing.
I'm starting to warm up to it. At first, it was like the run it back. And now I'm going, maybe you change it up a little bit. You pretend a different dynamic that actually might be better.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking at. And this lineup, they can play some defense with this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a center that's out there. He played in the G League. And D-Liner mentioned this guy. I saw him three times in Delaware. His name is Norvell Pell.
Yeah, he's been in camp with the Sixers the last couple of years.
Yeah, and when this guy can protect the rim,
can't play.
But he,
I'm sorry. I apologize to D. Can't play.
I also like them to sign Mike Scott
They're probably going to sign Mike Scott, and maybe they will sign JJ because they can sign their own players.
Yeah, and bring those guys off. Mm-hmm.
But Norvell Powell, there's a couple of centers on the market you can get that's a better backup than him. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Okay, let's go with the sidekicks quiz. The sidekick is Goose. Who did Goose tag along with?
Goose
was the sidekick. Who was the main guy he tagged with?
Might have been my Uncle Bill.
That's not your Uncle Bill. Come on, man. It's Maverick. It's Mav and Goose together forever. Kevin in Williamstown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Man, I can't believe that guy missed that question. That was a layup.
Well,
man.
You know, I wasn't a Top Gun fan.
Absolutely not. I would add a just quick comment about the Eagles and Flyers quick. There's been a public outcry about the charging for the open practice on social media. I've been on it all day, checking it out and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Eagles leadership turned it into a positive and, just came out and said, hey, we'll just match every single, $10 paid for, the seats or whatever, to that charity that they're donating it to. So, they made 10 grand off these seats. Eagles ownership can match that and just give 20 grand and maybe just turn a bit of a negative into a positive. Do you think that would,
I thought that if they were interested in getting money for the charity, just have people let them in free, then let them decide whether they wanted to give to the charity or not, and then you match it.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if, that was already said or not, but,
Yeah, that's been my idea. If you really want to raise money for the charity, don't compel people to give 10, or right. In this case, they're taking a family of four kids, 50. If they want to contribute $5 here and there, then, fine. If not, it's still free.
Yeah, you can optional donations or something like that. I've been listening throughout the day, and, I know Kevin Hayes on the Flyers, they finally signed him. But, I just wanted to get your opinion on that. What was your thoughts on the Kevin Hayes?
I think it's a little high here's the thing. If a coach is comfortable with a player, and he thinks he's a really good player because he played for and he did play for this new coach. Then who am I to question it? Does it seem like a lot of money for a guy who's a second line center who is high, is like 19 goals? Yes. It seems high. And I wonder about the Flyers' mindset. Instead of getting like star players who can contribute, but really talented players, they go for the mediocre guy and hope that he can do better than his past record would indicate.
I agree.
All right, man. Here's a general knowledge question.
Great.
Geography, true or false?
Okay.
Moscow is the most populous urban area whose name starts with the letter M.
True.
That would be false. Sorry. There are three M cities that are all larger populous urban areas.
Melbourne?
Melbourne is incorrect.
Montreal?
Incorrect.
Milan?
Incorrect.
Machu Picchu?
No. Manila in the Philippines.
Okay. Not Manila.
Mexico City. And Mumbai.
Not even Munich.
Nope.
Miami?
No, Miami.
No. Sorry.
Not Milwaukee. Like, this just seems odd to me.
No, it's Manila, Mexico City, and Mumbai.
Well, Mexico City
and
got
Moscow.
A lot of people. And terrible smog.
Mumbai is like, it's India.
I would have never guessed Manila.
Yeah, Manila's a tough one. I don't have a lot of
Manila. When was the last time you thought about Manila?
The Thrill in Manila. And that was how many years ago?
well, there was, what's her name? The wife. Marcos' wife, Imelda Marcos, with the shoes.
Ah, there you go.
All right, let's go. Keith and Conshohocken. And Keith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Keith?
That Kapler's got to go, man. It's a bum. If my Italian dad was living right now, he's probably spinning in his grave right now. He'd be calling that guy a bum.
Why is he a bum?
Why is he a bum?
Mm-hmm.
Changes the lineup every day. I mean, how does a guy feel comfortable in the lineup?
Where's he changing the lineup?
He's got Kingery batting third now.
Well, who's his hottest hitter?
Well, Kingery, but I mean, come on.
Let's take it one at a time. The hottest hitter in the lineup, he puts in the third spot. What is your problem with that?
My problem with that is you leave guys where they are, where they're comfortable at.
Well, who's your three hitter then?
Who's my three hitter?
Yeah.
It would be Harper.
Okay, who's your two hitter?
My two hitter would be Hernandez.
Why?
Why? Because he was hot for a while and he can
But
hit.
He's not hot anymore and he can't hit.
So what? Do you move guys when they're hot? I mean, analytics, come on. It's all crap.
It's not analytics. You're going by feel. You're putting a guy who's... You look it down your lineup. You go, who's hitting? Well, Scott Kingery's hitting. Well, okay. Hernandez has not been a consistent hitter. So now I've got to change my lineup. And I got Segura lead off. I have Harper hit two. I'll have Kingery in the spot where he can do some damage because he's my hottest hitter. Like, it's not that crazy of an idea.
Mike. The third baseman, I'm all mixed up now. He was the best eighth hitter in the league 2 months ago.
Who?
You know?
Who was the best
third baseman?
Franco?
Yeah.
Where was
Remember
he?
They were calling the best eighth hitter.
For the first 2 weeks of the season. He hasn't hit since then.
Yeah, I know, but did they move him up? I mean, the guy, he ain't a manager.
All right, I disagree with you. I don't think that lineup change is the problem.
No,
they're not very potent as an offensive team.
Right, and
so when you're not potent, you try things. You know,
I can understand that.
I'll give you Sean Rodriguez in a five hole is not what you should do. But then I go, okay, well, what else can he do? His lineup is thin right now.
Yeah, and they lost Cutchin, who.
That's a major loss, and Bruce is hurt, so you're scrambling around trying to put guys in places.
Yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't...
Come on, Missy, you're getting too old school. You're getting like your father. You can't call guys bums, right? You gotta see beyond the bum factor.
Yeah, it's just, I looked at Charlie Manuel, guys like that. You know, baseball's been around since the Civil War, and there were no analytics then. And Babe Ruth still hit 700.
We always go to the easy out. Gabe's a bad manager because of analytics. What is analytical about sticking your hottest hitter in a three hole. That's not analytics. That's like my hottest hitter. I got to get him in a spot of production.
And then he hit a home run today.
Yeah, that's not the problem. The problem is that his lineup is thin right now. The problem is he believes in Sean Rodriguez enough to put him in the five spot.
I have his audio, him talking about Sean
okay,
Rodriguez.
Let's hear. Okay, so he's got the swinging 3-0, two men on base in the sixth inning, and it's a one-run game. So here's what he had to say about it.
Love it. Love it. Where we are in the lineup, just the right play. Yeah, left-hander on the mound. He does damage against lefties, has a chance to hit a double or a home run. Love it. Great play.
You see, that's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous comment. That is. That blows me away, I mean, that comment.
249.
You don't say love it. Yeah, he hits 249 against left-handed pitching, so that doesn't work either. You go, well, listen, we took a hunch there. He's a veteran player. We thought he was going to get a good pitch to hit on 3-0 fastball, and we thought he'd get, you know, maybe drive in a couple runs. That's the explanation. It didn't work out, but you don't go love it and defend it. Come on, man.
See, that's why the people...
That's bad. See, and that's a bad comment.
And that's what makes the people not like him, because when he talks to them like that...
Yeah, but he hasn't done that very often. That was
no, he did it a lot last year, though. Yeah, so people come into the year hating the guy. Now they're on a little losing streak, and what do we get? What people are saying is, this is the real Gabe. The other Gabe's not the real Gabe. When he's lying to us, that's the real Gabe. That's what a lot of the haters think, and a lot of people don't like the guy. You hear it every day.
Can you play that again for me?
Sure.
Booney sent the lineup for tonight, too.
Okay. But we'll get the lineup after this.
Love it. Where we are in the lineup, just the right play. Yeah, left-hander on the mound. He does damage against lefties. Has a chance to hit a double or a home run. Love it. Great play.
My God. How do you love it when it's Sean Rodriguez? Like, if it's a major league hitter, you can go, I love it. But Sean Rodriguez, come on. Anthony, I'm stunned by that. Anthony and Manioc, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Ant?
Nothing much, man. I just watched that whole entire game today. I was off today, and I'm so frustrated with these Philadelphia Phillies. My main man to listen to at their game is Ricky Bell. Ricky Bell goes ahead and tells it like it is every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that situation, you do not bring in Cole Irvin. I have a minor league stint in my career. Cole Irvin is not the guy you bring in. Alvarez is definitely the guy you bring in that situation.
Who do you bring in?
Alvarez.
Okay.
Then, when it comes time to the 3-0 count, why are you letting that man swing?
No, there's no reason for it. Really, you can't. I mean, listen, he's a utility player at best. He's just hanging on by a thread in the major leagues. That's not a guy you rely on swing 3-0
there. Not at all.
There.
That's common baseball. That is little league baseball.
Yeah, well, you can't. And you can't justify it because you make yourself look foolish by saying you love it.
No, but then I go on to MLB Network, and the Phillies transactions could have been possible trade targets for the Philadelphia Phillies. For the center fielder, you have Mitch Haniger, Billy Hamilton, Starling Marte, Kevin Pillar.
Pillar.
Third baseman, you have Anthony Rendon, which is a... Why not go out and try to get him?
Huh? Anthony Rendon, you're not going to get Anthony Rendon.
Pablo Sandoval.
You also have
starting pitchers, Trevor Bauer, Madison Baumgartner. Marcus Stroman, Zach Greinke, and Matthew Boyd.
And maybe they'll get one of those guys. They have to act now, though.
They have to act now. They can't act later.
I agree with you.
That's my whole point.
I agree.
But
I'm not so sure. Like, the Alvarez thing is not a no-brainer. He has not been that successful this year.
It's not really
a no-brainer. Now that you know, I agree with that. So maybe Alvarez was the better choice, but it's not like a landslide. You want a general knowledge question, bro?
Sure, let's make it happen.
All right, what computer company was the world's most valuable corporation in 1970?
Let's say Macintosh or Apple. Apple Macintosh.
Incorrect. IBM. Michael yes. Corleone testified at the Senate committee that he also owns stock in IBM and what else? IT&T.
Oh, yeah.
Not AT&T. IT&T.
Oh, look at that.
All right, we'll take a break. Come down the home stretch. Here's tonight's lineup, by the way. Segura, Harper, Kingery, Hoskins, Bruce in the fifth hole. Hernandez, newly acquired Brad Miller playing third base, and not Michael Franco. And Knapp is your catcher against Scherzi. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll numbers here for our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, you're looking to repower, zero turn, or walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. In stock, visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Over 1,000 votes on this one today. After selling out this year's singular open practice, do you think the Eagles will charge more to watch practice in the future? 71% say yes, 29% say no.
All right. Thank you very much. The odds have just been released for the NBA draft. A lot of proposition bets, which, Tyrone, I know you'd be interested in, since we have our app ready to rock. Here is one of the prop bets. Will Taco Fall be drafted?
What's favored?
Favored is no, minus 200.
I think
you take a flyer on him getting drafted.
I do think I put $10 on him getting drafted.
You put $10 on him?
Yeah,
getting drafted.
I think he's gonna get drafted in the 50s, but I think he gets drafted.
Okay, here seems to be an easy one. This is a shoebox bet. Who will be drafted first, Cam Johnson or Ty Jerome? Cam the favorite at minus 200.
Yeah, that
seems like it's an easy bet,
that's a
right?
Lock. That's a lock. Although the fact that it exists scares me. But yeah, that's a lock.
They got all these prop bets on like where a guy, like ball draft position. Over 19 and a half. Plus 120. Under 19 and a half. Minus 160 is the favorite.
I actually like him though, like 21, 22. Like right before the Sixers. To where some fans will be like, trade up for him.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get Tim in Lehigh Valley in here. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, folks.
How are you, Tim?
Hey, I have a trade I'd like to see the Phillies try to pull off here.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that since McCutchen went down, that's when the team really took a big swing towards the south here.
Right.
The Yankees are going to be releasing or doing something with Cameron Maben. He's a veteran outfielder. He can play center field. He can hit leadoff. He's basically another McCutchen. And they can't keep him because they got Judge and Stanton and all those guys coming back. So they're going to have to decide between him and Gardner. I'd like to see the Phillies pick him up. He's some veteran leadership, and he can play the outfield, get Kingery back in the infield where he belongs.
Listen, I'm not against it. He's okay. He's not, you know, at this stage of his career, he's kind of a journeyman.
Well, yeah, he is. You're absolutely right.
But yeah, I don't know how much career, he would really help him.
McCutchen. I mean, McCutchen was on his third team in three years.
Yeah, but McCutchen was a former MVP. McCutchen had some chops. Cameron Maben's never had those kind of chops.
Maben's hitting 300 with 4 or 5 home runs, and
He's having a decent year.
You need some outfielder.
Yeah, he's, you know, I'm okay with that. I'd be okay with it. It's not the perfect scenario, but I'd be okay with it.
Pilar would be a great pickup, but they're not getting Pilar.
Well, I think they get Pilar easy.
You
easily,
think so?
Yeah, yes, I can. He's only hitting 220.
The thing is, with Maben, you may have to give up a minor league pitcher for him.
Well,
with Pilar, you're going to have to give up some assets.
No, you're not.
You don't think so? No. Okay.
No, in that same deal, they'll give up assets to get Bumgarner, but they just straight up for Pilar, they won't have to give a bang to anybody.
Oh, I thought Pilar was a whole lot better than...
No, he's hitting like 219 right now.
Okay.
All right, you want a general knowledge question?
I'll try one. Why not?
All right. Let's go with this one here. We're in... where are we? I think we're... Okay, here it is. What was written on the cake that Alice ate to make her grow larger?
Oh, you lost me.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Oh, sorry. Natalie, you got to know this.
What was written on the cake?
What was written on the cake that Alice ate to make her grow larger?
I thought she ate mushrooms.
Well, she ate cake, too.
She ate cake?
Yes.
Big?
No.
What was written on it?
Eat me.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that.
Yes.
I was thinking about when she ate the mushrooms.
Yeah.
She should stop eating stuff.
Well, we know what that whole story's about anyway.
Yes. It's about hallucinogenics.
Yes, it is.
T-Love on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, T-Love?
Man, look. I feel like I got money and time invested in at least three of the sports teams. And you asked the question a long time back about who do we think would win the next Super Bowl, next championship, who's closer to it. And obviously the Eagles won the Super Bowl, which was made us all happy and everything. And thinking now after that, if I have trust in anybody, I'd have to. They get a pass for at least the next 3 years, right?
Why? You mean you get a pass to charge for practice?
Well, here's my thing on that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't charge for practice, but you do like the Phillies do. You have, if you want to donate something to charity, you have a 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Anything but what they did, I'd be okay with.
I mean, that's being a little greedy. You know, considering that you usually open all these practices and you got a fan base that's more than loyal.
I agree.
You would think that they would do that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, right now, I got Phillies gear. I've been to Phillies games. I happened to be at that game where he gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs, you know, the first three batters. That kind of stuff really is, you know, What do you do as a fan? You know what I mean. When his teams don't seem to have any sense about what they're doing, it just is bewildering to me.
Well,
this is
a forum for it. So the Phillies right now are reeling. The Eagles look like they can win something. So, like, my prediction of two championships by 2020 is still in play here. But let me give you a general knowledge question, T-Love.
I'll take it.
All right, it's tourist attraction by Wikipedia description. Soon after exiting the barrel, she said, "No one ought ever to do that again." What tourist attraction are we talking about?
Entering the barrel? Is it Disney World?
Sorry. Somebody went down Niagara Falls in a barrel.
I would have never known that one. I was thinking the Alamo.
Nope. They tried to get down the falls in a barrel.
Who did?
Some woman.
And she survived.
She did.
She did?
Yeah, I think other people have tried it also.
I thought that was like an old wives' tale or something.
No.
Now, I have to say, we've given this should make me happy. We've given away less prizes today of any general knowledge Wednesday since I've been working here. People are getting questions wrong like hotcakes.
They're difficult today.
These are hard questions. And it does make me happy, but I want a lot of people to go to fans.
Well, so do I. I mean, I didn't think they were that difficult.
They were pretty hard. Like, I didn't know any that category right there.
Really?
No, I know.
A single one, the whole time. They were a little obscure. Even Booney got one wrong today.
Did he get one wrong?
Yeah.
Well,
he had Munich. And he never gets any wrong. Today was the toughest of all the general knowledges.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies.
Well, maybe that category was tough.
Not all the polywog. Polywog. That's not a thing.
Sidekicks wasn't hard.
No, people just getting those wrong.
True or false wasn't hard. 50% chance to win.
Yeah, people got a lot of those wrong.
Difficult.
I feel like we only got 20% right on that, and the sidekicks was worse. It was a tough day today.
Sometimes it's got to be a little tougher than others.
Sometimes you're the statue, sometimes you're the pigeon. Right.
Yeah. Well, let me go to this tour description. I want you to go and test you guys.
All right.
Okay. Let's go with. It was envisioned after a discussion about a suitable centerpiece for the proposed 1889 Exposition Universelle.
What is the beginning?
It was envisioned after a discussion about a suitable centerpiece for the proposed 1889 Exposition Universelle.
The Eiffel Tower?
That's correct.
I use context clues there.
Let me give you this one. Last one. An ivory white marble mausoleum on the south bank of the Yamuna River.
Is that the Taj Mahal?
That's the Taj Mahal. Tell me these are hard. Come on. Coming up in 5 minutes, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. If you got something to say, hit us up. We had to get some calls after the Phils game this afternoon, right? Yeah. So we got some current calls right here on Sound Off. Let's see what we got.
This Eagles thing where they're charging $10 for the fans to come attend their practice is absurd, regardless if the money's going to charity. Let's say you get 40,000 people at $10 a pop. That's $400,000. Jeffrey Lohr and the Eagles are going to make $400,000 today, probably in just TV money. They can send that over anytime they want to an autism foundation.
Might make $400,000 on the concessions because there's more than 40,000 people going to show up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of everyone complaining about the $10. It's going to charity. Pay the $10 or don't go. If you don't have it, don't go. It's going to a good cause. You don't have to go. It's an event. Usually you spend money at an event.
Well, you have the wrong take on it, sir, with all due respect. You probably can afford the $10. There's some people out there that are Eagle fans who would like to see a practice for free, which it should be. And you go look around the NFL, there are only two teams that charge. The Eagles are one of them.
Run it back. Same five. Tell Toronto bring their same five. Let me see how lucky that ball belt again. Embiid ain't going to be sick half the series. The Sixers should be champions. The Raptors are paper champions holding our trophy. We'll be right back next year. Run it back.
All right. I'm not saying not run it back. I'm saying it's probably unlikely to run it back that you're going to be able to sign both of them. So we're planning on contingency plans for if they sign one of them, and hopefully it's Jimmy Butler, you move on to the other areas, and I don't think you lose that much, frankly. You got a lot of money that you can fortify your team and your bench with.
The Phillies made a giant mistake by signing Harper. Harper's not even going to be an all-star. All the money he's making, he can't be an all-star. That's bad.
But you know what a player he is, so it's eventually it's going to pay dividends. It's not paying immediate dividends, but it will. So I wouldn't worry about that part of it.
Ben Simmons will never learn to shoot if he hasn't by now. Got to trade him before people catch on and he loses his value. Trade Ben Simmons for the number 2 pick in the draft. And draft Ja Morant.
That would be a silly idea. Really. Ja Morant, wait, is he, he's wowed you with highlight films or even Duncan? Come on, man. Listen, I don't even know if he'll be that kind of an impact player in the NBA. He looks like he has the athletic skills to do it. He played for Murray State. I mean, let's include that in the equation.
We're headed for some long days of sports talk with nothing going to go on with the Phillies. Let's hope they f***ing do well by f***ing making some moves. You hear me, Quintac? Somebody get through to Quintac and tell them this team's not good enough right now. You got some talent. They got a possibility, but there's not enough f***ing talent there now, and they got to get more.
So that was that Jim from Havertown. So, yeah, we haven't been taking this call, so he decided to F-bomb us on the sound-off line.
Yeah, now,
class.
What he'll do is he'll leave us alone for a few months because he got his attention, and now he'll go away.
Yeah, all right, you got your 10 seconds of fame.
Hey, it's Gabe Kapler, 2-1 right now. Thinking about bringing in Cole Irvin. If you guys get this message in time, maybe you could warn me not to do that. But if I need to put him in before this gets played, then I'm going to have to go with him instead of, you know, like Jose Alvarez or anyone not named Cole Irvin, because I am just a bad, bad manager.
Wow. Listen, I nobody listens to me, so I don't know what to say about Cole Irvin anymore. But again, in retrospect, I guess Alvarez would have been a better choice.
Why in the eighth inning is Cole Irvin in? I blame Gabe. Cole Irvin should not be in there. I know you said he's not going to be a great pitcher, but the manager is putting them in bad spots. Cole Irvin should not be in a close game in the eighth inning. And don't give me that there's no one else available.
Well, there isn't anybody else available. The only other guy you have available, because you have three left-handed hitters of the first four, is Alvarez. So if you're going to make the case that Alvarez should have been in there, I guess hindsight says, yeah, he probably would have done better than Cole Irvin.
65 players have more home runs than Bryce Harper, but nobody has more strikeouts. But that's not the problem the Phillies are underachieving. No!
That's easy. Convenient target. But you know, at least you have a player in Bryce Harper. He may not be paying the dividends that you want, but he's still better than a lot of players in this league. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets off.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned right here, 97.5, for the Fanatic Baseball Show. Andrew Satrunas will break down Gabe Kapler in that game today. And on NBC Sports Philly TV, quick slants, followed by the Phillies pregame show for Game 2 with Scherzer facing Arrieta. I'm going to the Colorado Mountains for a couple of days. Everybody have a great couple of days. We will talk to you Monday. Tyrone is in tomorrow. We'll see you, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.